Good morning and welcome to the programme today. Practical ways to keep your energy bills down as we face an autumn and winter of rising prices. Have you questions on working from home, sick leave or seeking a pay rise? Employment lawyer Richard Grogan will be here later on, so get in touch now. Text us on 51551. We'll be talking breakfast, lunch and dinner with architect Hugh Wallace in our Food for Thought series. And there's a whole genre now of books relating to the climate crisis. So whether it's fiction or fact you're after, we've a list of the very best ones. That text number again is 51551. Our email address is todaycb@rte.ie or on Twitter we are at Today with Claire. First though, this morning, Gardaí are appealing for information in relation to two separate incidents over recent days. The first is in relation to an attack which took place in the early hours of Monday morning in Ballintubber in County Roscommon. Separately, anyone who witnessed a fatal assault in Monastrevin in County Kildare at the weekend has been asked to come forward. 29-year-old Dylan McCarthy from Kilmallock in County Limerick was found unresponsive in the town shortly after 12:30 on Sunday the 21st of August, and Dylan later died in hospital. Well, I'm joined on the line now by Stephen Breen, who's crime editor with the Irish Sun newspaper. Stephen, thank you for joining us this morning. I want to start with what happened in Ballintubber in Roscommon. This was an aggravated burglary at a business premises in the early hours of Monday. Take us through what we know of what happened.
Yeah, but Claire, this is a terrifying incident for a 94-year-old mother and her two sons. They were at home in the Ash Park area of Ballintubber in County Roscommon. Their home is also adjacent to a business premises that they run. And in the early hours of Monday morning, they were confronted by at least six individuals armed with screwdrivers who stormed into their home, held the woman and her sons hostage while they, members of the gang went through the rest of the property and ransacked the property. They left with a small amount of cash and jewellery, but one of the woman's sons suffered minor injuries, but the three individuals who live in that family home have been left traumatised by the incident, and Gardaí have now launched a major investigation.
All right, understandably traumatised. Well, stay with us, Stephen, because I'm joined on the line from Roscommon by Councillor Tony Waldron, who knows the family involved. Tony, thank you very much for joining us. What can you tell us about the family and the premises that was targeted in this attack?
Yeah, it's near Ballintubber in County Roscommon, just a few kilometres away, and a very highly respected family in the community who provided a very necessary service for generations. They opened early in the morning and closed late in the evening. And it really, you could get from a needle to an anchor in this job. And the family were always friendly towards people. And as chairperson of the Thoke Valley Way, we're trying to develop tourism, which is a wonderful heritage and that type of thing in the county. And people love those kind of shops, or tourists do, and they come there, indeed, from all over. And, you know, the family, I know, of course, they feel the effects of it, and so does the community. And
what Stephen says there, Tony, it was an aggressive robbery. It was frightening.
Yeah, nothing like that has ever happened here before. And we would hope that it never does. But we, indeed, lost our guard station a number of years ago, and did many other communities across the country. And I think the authorities in Merrion Square and Dublin, they sometimes are not just in touch with the importance of community and the local guard. The local guard that knew everything that was happening in the area. He had the support of the community, which is always very important. But for whatever reasons, which is monetary reasons, of what, you know, those things were transferred into other areas, and just don't know the people. And the people provide the Gardaí with great information at times, and knew exactly everything that was happening. And I'm on the Joint Policing Committee in Bemisi on the 12th of September, and I will be raising this issue. It's no good just talking about those things and what is wrong. It's now time for action, and those people should be getting minimum prison sentences of over five years for carrying out such a crime. Those thugs have no place in our society, and we must do something and stamp it out completely.
Stephen was saying that there were about six people, as far as he's hearing from his sources, involved in this. Is that what you're hearing, Tony?
I'm hearing from four people, or maybe more. Yes, that's what I'm hearing.
And they were armed?
I'm not sure. I haven't got any confirmation of them being armed or not.
Well, the reports say they were armed with screwdrivers, and you can only imagine in the middle of the night what that was like for the family. What are you hearing about what was taken, Tony?
Well, I don't think it was, from what I hear, maybe a small amount of cigarettes maybe in a litter cat, but I don't believe there was much taken. That's what I'm hearing. I haven't got that confirmed from many authorities yet, but that's what I'm hearing. Yeah.
And have you heard anything about the injuries to one of the men involved, one of the sons involved?
Well, I believe it wasn't minor. There was nobody hospitalised. But, you know, a very traumatic and terrifying experience for the family, something we'd never want to hear happen again. And those people, I'm sure, are gone somewhere else in the country carrying out such crimes, and they must be stopped, because you can be sure that those people indeed had previous convictions, and maybe many of them should be behind bars rather than out roving around the streets.
You've been speaking to people, I'm sure, since news of this emerged in Ballintubber. Tony, what's been the local reaction there?
All people are saying to cooperate with the Gardaí, and add a little bit of information that the myself should please pass it on to the Gardaí, and it may help indeed to catch those people, because no matter how little it may be, it may be the important piece that the Gardaí are in need to bring those people to justice. And that's what people want, and of course they feel very much for the family and at this terrible time indeed for them, and indeed for our community as well.
Well, Tony, thanks very much for talking to us today. Tony Waldron, they're a local councillor in Roscommon. If anyone has any information about that attack, Gardaí are asking them to contact Castlereagh Garda Station, and the number there is 094 962 1630. There's also the Garda Confidential line, 1-800-666-111. Now, Stephen Breen, to come back to you separately in relation to the brutal attack in Monasterevin, Dylan McCarthy, who died in that attack. He was in town in Monasterevin to mark a family occasion. Is that right?
That's right, Claire. He was there with his father and a number of friends to celebrate the birth of his nephew. So they had been socialising in a pub in Monasterevin earlier on Sunday, and that celebration continued into the night. And during their celebrations, their guards are investigating that there may have been some kind of incident within the pub. Some kind of row had taken place between Dylan and a few other individuals that then escalated outside, and that resulted in Dylan and his father and his friend being attacked by a number of men. Dylan was obviously brought to Talla Hospital. He suffered very serious head injuries. His father, Eamon, had suffered facial injuries, but his friend didn't need any hospital treatment. So it's a very major investigation that the Gardaí are now engaged in trying to establish the full facts as to what led to the assault and who was responsible for it.
From what I read in reports this morning, Gardaí seem to be suggesting that it might be difficult to piece together what happened, given the number of people involved, Stephen.
Yes, well, look, there were at least 30 people inside the pub when there was a row taking place. Then outside, you had the attack on Dylan and his father. So the guards are investigating that. When looking at the CCTV, which will prove vital in this investigation, they'll have to examine it very thoroughly to establish exactly who was responsible for the attack, especially on Dylan, because of the injuries that he sustained, and obviously it's now resulted in his death. So it will be hard, you know, for the guards to establish one individual, if one individual was behind this incident. But there are a number of avenues open to the Gardaí, including violent disorder, assault causing harm. So it's early days in their investigation, but I think the post-mortem results, which is due to be held today or tomorrow, will prove vital in their investigation.
Yeah, and again, vital will be people coming forward, Stephen, with any information.
Yeah, and as part of their process, the guard investigation will look at anyone who was in the pub, but also people who were outside. But there may have been witnesses who were in the pub who witnessed what happened, but also there could have been other individuals there not connected to the pub, people driving by in their cars. There could be dash cam footage there. So a lot of people were there at the time, so it's important that, you know, and the guards have already spoken to a number of individuals. They've done house-to-house inquiries, so that'll also be very important as well, where people should come forward with any information as to what happened and who was involved in this.
Stephen Breen, thanks very much for joining us this morning, crime editor with the Irish Sun newspaper. Well, I've also been speaking to PJ Carey this morning, and PJ is a Sinn Féin councillor, resident of Kilmallock and a friend of the McCarthy family. He's been telling me about the sense of shock in the area since the news came through yesterday.
When we heard of the incident on Sunday morning, we all hoped and prayed for Dylan that he would pull through, and then, as you say, we received the tragic news yesterday that he had died. And yeah, it's heartbreaking that a fine young man could be taken from us in this way. Dylan was was 29 in the prime of his life. He played hurling and football for Kilmallock in soccer. He was universally liked. Everybody spoke highly of him. And yes, tributes have been flooding in over social media. There's a terrible sadness over the parish and terrible shock as well, Claire.
Did he still live in the area?
Yes, yes, he does, yeah.
And the mood this morning then, as people, PJ, wake up again to this news, it's all over the front pages again this morning. There must be a terrible sense of shock, is there?
There is. Kilmallock is a quiet town. Something like this is very alien to the people here. We don't know how to react. We don't really know what to say, including myself. Just that this highly respected and devout family, you know, Dylan's choice to be an organ donor at the age of 29 is kind of typical of the man and speaks volumes of the man.
Hard to believe, though, and so sad that that is a decision that had to be made when he's, you know, was just 29 years of age.
Yeah.
The Gardaí then are appealing for witnesses, PJ, or anyone that has footage from the area on Saturday night into Sunday morning, and I'm sure you'd support that call.
Yes, I believe the Gardaí have renewed their appeal for witnesses. And if you don't mind, Claire, yes, I would like to say and to reiterate to your listeners that any road users who are in the area that may have camera or dash cam or any information, no matter how small they might think it is, because I think of the just because of the number of people that are involved, from what I believe, maybe the CCTV mightn't be as conclusive as it should be. So just, yeah, to reiterate that point, Claire, that's just very important, that anyone with information to contact Kildare Garda Station.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure that is an awful aspect to this as well for people who knew Dylan, that the Gardaí have said in reports this morning that there were so many people involved.
Yes, that's that appears to be that's the way the investigation is going, I believe, yeah. It is. Look, it's as I say, it's hard to react to something like this. All we can do really is express our deepest sympathies, you know, on behalf of the people here. As I say, the people of Kilmallock, they're in shock. And our thoughts and prayers are with Dylan's parents and partner, Aoife, at this terrible time. And, of course, we all hope that his father, Eamon, makes a full recovery as well.
PJ, thank you very much for talking to us. And we add our sympathies to the McCarthy family, PJ Carey, Sinn Féin councillor and Kilmallock resident and friend of the McCarthy family. Thank you for joining us, PJ.
Thanks, Claire.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.